Whatever happened to Corey Haim? I'll tell you what happened to him.
What's up, baby? You know.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Good morning. Good afternoon.
It's quite interesting because all day in Radio 1, there's guests. So it's our bank holiday guest bonanza.
Oh, yeah. Happy bank holiday, England, UK.
Ricky Gervais was last.
Okay.
He was on. Do you know Ricky Gervais from off of The Office? That they remade.
I do, actually, because I had to watch that show, and I actually like that show.
Yeah, he's very good.
What's up, Ricky?
he's gone, but he might be listening.
Rick has left the building.
He's gone.
Gone.
And Corey has entered. It's very nice to have you here. I must ask you, first of all, because we thought, let's try and get Corey Haim on the show. We'll have to probably get him on by ISDN from America. And you were in Milton Keynes!
I was.
Why were you there?
Collector Mania. Jason Joyner owns Collector Mania 9 and put the Lost Boys together after 20 years, man. It was incredible.
So who was there?
Myself, Feldman, my partner, Brooke McCarter, the other blonde, not Alex Winter, not Kiefer, but they weren't there. Let me tell you who wasn't there, then you'll know everyone who was there.
Yeah.
Only people who weren't there was Kiefer, Jamie Gertz, star, Jason Patrick, and Alex Winter.
Now, Kiefer Sutherland, I reckon he's probably think he's too big for his boots, isn't he now?
You know, I don't
now,
know.
Now he's done Kiefer, that 24.
Yeah, well, besides making, what is it, $1 billion an episode? No, Kiefer's done well, man. He's awesome. He really wanted to come down to the show, actually. It's just, he couldn't get pulled from set.
So you love over here, because you've just stayed for weeks.
For a month and 4 days. I'm not counting, it's just, you know.
Home tomorrow to Toronto, the only place I've lived outside of the UK.
Yeah, it's gorgeous here.
We know all the same very reputable places.
Yes, good.
All the
I'm
nice,
sure we do.
Nice places, Corey, that we've regretted.
Are you doing things that I shouldn't be doing? What are you doing?
Well, listen, we get loads and loads of questions coming in for you on the text, so we'll just crack on with them.
Okay.
And then we'll have a general chat a bit later. Gina, who's working in a bookshop at the moment in Oxon.
Okay.
She wants to know, did you keep any souvenirs off the Lost Boys set? Like, at the time, did you think, this is going to be massive, I'm going to steal this steak?
Right. No, I did actually. I went back to set and I stole my long coat, beige coat.
Oh, get in.
Gave it to my oldest friend in the world. Like, I know, I mean, age-wise, I mean, I've known him for like 33 years. We were born in the next crib, basically, in the hospital, or bed, whatever, and lost it.
That's probably the only good use of the word crib, because that's what you actually are born in. You know,
right.
It's used these days. It's like, you know, Busta Rhymes lives in a crib.
Right.
That's a real-life crib.
I just did MTV Cribs. Yeah, I'm Corey Haim. This is MTV Cribs. Yeah,
was that good?
It was all right.
Well, Missy Elliott had a fountain in the middle of her living room, and that if it just said Missy, it was a fountain. I thought it was a bit egotistical. What was the thing in your house when you did Cribs?
It was a bit testicle?
No.
But is it Miss Elliott or Missy Elliott?
Missy.
Okay. Or Mr. Elliott.
Well, you haven't checked.
Wait, I got to give shout-outs real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got to give a shout out to K-Bomb. Kev, he knows where he's at. He loves Black Sabbath and Children of the Corn. Okay. Don't ask me why, but he's a good guy. DJ Jenny J and James.
These people you've met?
These are people who have just been very supportive of me hanging out in your beautiful little land of the land of the living.
So I get
Benny, hold on, Sharon, and Poppy Seed. And I'm good to go, boss.
So I would imagine that would be amazing.
And Joe, the lovely girl Joe I stay for.
So these are just people that you've met, and because that would be quite amazing if it happened to me. I went to Collector's thing, I was a big fan of the Lost Boys, so I went up there, and like 2 days later I'm like, you'll never guess who's sleeping in my tea. You never guess who's on my sofa. Only Corey Haim.
Uh-huh.
Are you worried about them? I take pictures when you...
Hey, man, I thought this was private, dude.
Right, Corey Feldman, you mentioned. It must have been nice to see him again.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary in Glasgow was saying you were known as the two Coreys. You made 7 films together. Is the friendship still there? And
beyond, man. Beyond. If you want to call him and make death threats right now, he's sleeping, but we can do it. Absolutely.
Have you his number?
I have. Wow. We're bros. My mom's at home if you want to wake her up on her morning wake-up call.
So is Feldman back home?
He's back home.
Where?
He's in California. My mom and myself, we reside in Canada, Toronto-ish.
California?
In between, like, Montreal and Toronto.
So what time is it then? What time
in
is it?
In California? I'll forget it. He's crashed out with his little baby boy's end sleeping on his, like, stomach going...
Should we at least hear his answer machine message? We could ring him. It'd be his answer machine if he's asleep.
The only problem with that is we have the same manager, Scott Carlson, and Scott and Coral just beat me up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But we can call my mom if you want.
We'll maybe do that.
Yeah. You want to call her?
I would love to call her.
Call her.
Should we call her now?
Call her.
Okay. Should we play a record and then we'll call her?
Sure.
We'll have a channel.
She likes Champagne Supernova. That's her song. That's our song.
Oh, we'll play it for her. We'll call her and then play it for her.
You rock, man.
Love it.
Hey, can I sleep on your couch tonight?
I'm sorry, but I've already got Feldman on it.
All right. Never get to bed.
never get to heaven.